You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
The Ravens back at practice today. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send a request by for text line, 410-583-1057. Nolan, who are we jamming to today?
This is Alicia Keys.
All right.
Your favorite artist.
You're like Bad Bunny. Heard of her? Couldn't name a song.
Well, the text line's getting flooded here, so save me with the Bad Bunny stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You want more?
No, I do not. I'm tapping out.
Anyway, so the Ravens back at practice. Now underdogs against Houston coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Joining us now to talk about that and everything else going on in his world, sports world, that is. It's Fresh Take Sports. He's our colleague, obviously, on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. How you feeling?
What's going on, guys? I'm good.
What's up, man? Look, I brought this up Monday, and using a parallel between the Ravens' first quarter of the season and the Orioles' April through May, which actually turned out to be the entirety of the season. Expectations high for both teams. Orioles were favored by a lot of odds makers as the team to beat in the American League East. We've talked about the Ravens' best roster in the history of the franchise. But, well, with the Orioles, I don't know if they really did enough to upgrade the rotation. Reality was they didn't. And then people got hurt, sucked even worse than we anticipated. It could suck. Tyler O'Neill gets hurt a lot, got hurt a lot, produced nothing. Ravens, okay, did they add enough to help the pass rush? 4 sacks through 4 games, and their leading pass rushers hurt. Is there enough depth on the offensive line? Well, doesn't look like it is. So do we see parallels? And I think the Ravens' Super Bowl expectations are way more realistic than the Orioles winning the World Series. But at least this early in their respective seasons, do we see parallels where the Orioles finished crap last place? Can the Ravens turn things around here?
I mean, yeah, they could turn them around theoretically. I mean, they still have a talented roster now. The injuries are starting to pile up. That's a similarity between the Orioles. The fact that both teams had issues even before the injury showed up, and then you combine the issues with the now injuries to key players, then it starts to become, you know, very murky in terms of when or if they'll be able to turn it around. I think similarly to the Orioles, this could go off the rails. It definitely could go off the rails without a doubt, especially when you start talking about Lamar missing games. And it's a hammy. I mean, who knows with that? You know, you never really know how those things progress and setbacks, whatever the case is. And we know how important mobility is to his game. So, yeah, definitely some similarities between the two teams and how their season started, which isn't a good thing at all. I guess the difference is, like you said, the Ravens were it's Super Bowl or bust for them, regardless of what John says. And for the Orioles, it was, we thought, continuous ascension. We thought, you know, regulars in the playoffs, and they took a massive step back. It's not out of the realm of possibility it could happen here.
Cordell, I was telling Bob earlier, you know, I was watching the film, and when I turned the film on, I don't recognize the offense. You know, I mean, who is that, and who are they, and what are they trying to be?
Well, it starts with them not being able to just blow people off the ball. The line of scrimmage is not being moved in the run game the way that it normally does. They're not able to establish the run the way that they normally do. So they're kind of a fish out of water, because when have the Ravens not been able to run the ball? Even before Derrick Henry got here, especially during the Lamar era, I can't recall a time where this team really couldn't run the football. So to see that happening now, sure, Lamar has shown, like we saw in the Browns game, that if they have to throw the ball, they can win that way as well. But how sustainable is it? And I think they could do it, but you need the run game, is my point. You got Derrick Henry back there. To not be able to win with that is disappointing. And I asked John on Monday about just their style of play not being up to their usual standards. I asked him about their lack of physicality in these games, and he wanted nothing to do with that. You know, he didn't want to get I forget the word he used, but he thought it was too broad of a outlook. And he talked about, you know, the drives that they had, which were meaningful drives for them, those three straight drives where it just all went into the ground for them. But, yeah, them not being able to run the ball is the biggest issue.
Yeah, I mean, Cordell, the reason it went into the ground, because they quit running it. And they became way too predictable, you know, because when you bring in 43 and take out 22, 90% of the time it was a pass, and then they were just coming after them. And the Ravens don't do well picking up skill guys like that, you know, when they're blitzing.
Yeah, I mean, and then it's like, too many times now am I seeing Lamar against the blitz just run backwards. He's backpedaling to nowhere. He's throwing off his back foot. It just looks bad. It looks bad right now. And they haven't been able to really handle these pressures well this year to this point.
Nope.
Man blitzes have given them a problem, gave them a problem last year, as good as Lamar was. That was an issue for them. But they it seems like now they're throwing some zones in behind these blitz looks. Yeah, that's the concerning thing for me. And now with Ronnie potentially not being out there and no mobility at the quarterback position, and you're already struggling to run the football, that's why I'm saying this could definitely get worse.
Cordell, what kind of confidence level do you have in Zach Orr?
Not a lot.
Me either.
Not a lot. How can you? And it is, and I want to stress that just as much praise as the defense got last year when all these when Dean Pease jumped in and, you know, they started to turn things around and they all kind of got patted on the back for it being a total team effort with that. I want to have that same feeling right now again with this defense looking like crap again. It's all of them. It's plenty of coaches that have voices. And this is not just how much power does Zach Orr even have with the defense right now, to be honest with you? I don't know. There's so many voices in there now, including John, who said a week ago when I asked him about his involvement with the defense, he said he couldn't be any more involved. So he's heavily involved in the defense as well. So I mean, sure, Zach Orr is going, he's the defensive coordinator. He's going to be the one that wears it, but it's all of them because they're all in those meetings. Zach Orr's not going out there calling plays, calling coverages, calling blitzes that they're not approving, that they're not giving him the okay on throughout the week and on game day. So, again, he's the face of it, but it's all of them.
Cordell, the thing that disappoints me most, you know, watching the defense, fundamentally they suck. You know, I mean, they give up. They don't keep their shoulders square. Just and then, you know, they've had over 30 missed tackles the last two games. I mean, just the fundamental part of it is awful. And I don't care who's playing.
Yeah, I mean, the tackling is the worst part for me. I mean, you can't win in this league if you can't tackle. It's just a hard fact. You're not going to win if you can't tackle, especially in the open field. And this is why, in reality, all the things that are said and some of the things that are done in training camp and all that time throughout the summer is pointless. Because all they talked about was trying to mimic the 2000 defense and trying to pick up where they left off. Like, they say all the right things, and even in camp, they're forcing turnovers. Maybe that's been a little, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but they're doing things during that time that obviously aren't translating to when the games count. So that's the concerning thing for me. This defense is kind of talked out. Roquan, certain guys don't even want to talk anymore. It's to the point now to where they have to go out there and prove it, and they're running out of bodies now. So it's going from bad to worse because the injuries are starting to stockpile up on them.
Cordell Woodland, last thing for you. Houston, now 1.5-point favorites as we sit here on October 1st, believe it or not. Is that, for now, an appropriate point spread?
I mean, I can't argue it. No Lamar. The defense looks like one of, if not the worst defense in the league. I think Houston found something in the second half with Woody Marks, the way that they were able to run the ball last week. Their offense isn't great, but we said the same thing about the Chiefs coming into that game, and look what they did to them. I mean, I don't think they'll be able to stop Nico Collins down the field. Stroud will get all day. So, yeah, I mean, until they go – look, their saving grace will be Derrick Henry kind of looking like vintage Derrick Henry and really the rest of that whole stable. Everybody's been banging on the table for Keaton Mitchell. I would anticipate he'll be active this week because if not now, then when? But it's probably going to be all hands on deck in the run game. And if they can dominate in that department, which they haven't in almost a month, then maybe they will be able to squeak out that win. But right now, I'm picking Houston.
When's the next Fresh Take Sports there with you and Ben Hall?
We'll be back Friday night at 6, from 6 to 8. So we'll get everybody ready for the football weekend. Terps back out there as well. So, yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty to get to, and we'll see who returns to practice, if anybody, at this point this week.
Say hi to Harbaugh for Vinny, Harbsy, or call him Harbs.
I'm sure that'll get a smile out of him.
Right. Yeah. All right, Cordell Woodland, everybody. Cordell, appreciate the time. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. We'll look at these baseball playoffs, managerial change, looking, it's like it's happening in the National League East. And there's a quarterback change for sure in Cleveland. Stick around. We'll tell you about that. And then Jeff Berman, preview Maryland and Washington, coming up 3:30 on Saturday. And then we'll talk Buzz Williams basketball recruiting as Maryland's basketball season starts in, you know, a little more.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More than a month here.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll hear from him coming up in a few minutes. A couple of retirements today in the world of sports. NFL, Shaquille Leonard. Remember him?
Yeah.
All-pro linebacker for the Colts, third-round pick in 2018, three-time All-Pro. Back injuries proved to be too much for him to overcome, so at the age of 30, Shaquille Leonard is going to retire from the National Football League, where they unheralded coming out of South Carolina State, became arguably the best inside linebacker in football for a couple of years, and then, you know, once the injury bug gets you 30 years old, young age to retire, but, you know, for a brief period of time, he was really good at what he did, if not the best at what he did. So we wish him the best. Baseball, Brian Snicker retiring as manager of the Braves, which has been long rumored. 69 years old, led the Braves to the 2021 World Series championship, like the Orioles, decimated by injuries here in 2025. For instance, they started the season without Spencer Strider, who was coming back from Tommy John surgery. But their entire five-man rotation coming out of spring training landed on the 60-day DL before the season ended. And like the Orioles, they had some underperformers, and Acuna was coming back from an injury. But Brian Snicker, 69 years old, will move into an advisory capacity for the Atlanta Braves, and we'll talk about this with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, because we were talking about this yesterday with Mike Exisa. Orioles job's very attractive. The Braves will be as well. So just follow that one in the offseason. Benching in Cleveland, Joe Flacco, he's pined for Dylan Gabriel. They're in London taking on the Vikings this Sunday.
Yeah, and That's gonna be a tough matchup for Gabriel. He's gonna have a rough go at it, I would imagine.
Baseball playoffs yesterday, wild card round started. First game, well, the first few innings were just going on as we were on the air. Like game two is going to be coming up today at 1 o'clock. Detroit against Cleveland, and Tarek Skubal doing Tarek Skubal stuff in a big situation.
Oh, that's 101.
You can throw any pitch you want right now.
And he did. Noel just completely overmatched.
That's ESPN on the call. Tarek Skubal, 7 2/3, 3 hits, a run, where Cleveland eked one out to tie it at 1. 14 Ks as the Tigers edged the Guardians 2-1. Cleveland had a guy on third, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning, couldn't get him home. The sad part is Gavin Williams pitched his ass off too. for the Guardians. He gave up two unearned runs with AKs in the second half of the season. He's been as good as anyone. So it goes to show you this whole draft profile thing. And I know, Vinny, you're more inclined to, you know, star bleep the guys that are the five stars. That was a ninth-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, I was with Jeremy. How did the Scots miss this guy? He scored 101 in the eighth inning of a playoff game. Ninth-round draft pick.
Late developers. Some guys develop quicker than others.
Yeah, where do you get 6 miles on your fastball or whatever it was? I mean, he's pumping heat.
Yeah. Well, because they get drafted at 18, Bob, you know, and those kids, they some don't...
Hey, them phenoms, like Dylan Bundy was a phenom of all phenoms, and he had arm problems, unfortunately. But Tarik Skubal doing what he had to do. Also, you know, I guess I doomed him, Nolan, by hoping that they would win the Padres. They lose 3-1 to the Cubs there. Another entertaining game for sure. Left field was Gavin Sheets from Baltimore, Larry's son. Center field, Jackson Merrill, Severna Park. Not to mention Ryan O'Hearn, Manny Machado, and a bunch of other Oriole ties there. But Chicago, they get game one. And then in the 6 o'clock window, Max Fried was dealing. And then Aaron Boone took him out of the game. And then Aaron Boone went to the bullpen. And then this happened.
Yoshida sends one to center field. Rafaela's going to come in. Sogard to the plate. Masayoshida delivers. And Boston now leads it 2-1 as they get to the bullpen and Luke Weaver.
3-1 was the final score because Alex Bregman, he's used to this postseason stuff. He had a double, drove in a run. How about Aroldis Chapman get out of bases loaded, nobody out, jam in the bottom of the ninth?
No.
How about that? He teased him. He goes, here you go. Hey, come on. Come on, Giancarlo Stanton. Come
I get thought some it of was extra hilarious because you could just see it in everybody's face in the stadium. All the Yankees fans, they get that leadoff hit. A little bit of a sigh of relief because Chapman's been fantastic this
been
year.
Brilliant.
Then the next guy gets on. You're like, oh my God, we're going to do this. That's what all the fans are saying. Three guys on, no outs. Everyone's already practically celebrating. They're thinking we're getting payback for this guy who blew a couple games against the Astros when he was with us.
Yep.
We're finally getting our deserved payback. Nope. Yanked right out from under him.
Gets out of the jam, gets the win. Boston up 1-0. Garrett Crochet, by the way, he retired 17 straight as he was dominant in his performance. So that guy, he's kind of a stud. Orioles could have traded for him, but it is what it is. And then late last night, if you missed it, Dodgers hit 5 home runs, 2 each from Ohtani and Teoscar Hernandez. Tommy Edman went deep. Blake Snell, another big-ticket free agent pitcher. He goes 7 strong to pick up the win with 9 strikeouts, so the Dodgers are up. There. We'll talk about the Terps of Washington in a couple of minutes here with Jeff Berman from InsideMDSports.com. A couple of things to get into this day in sports history. It is October 1st, believe it or not. 2 years ago in Cleveland, Lamar Jackson threw 2 to Mark Andrews, ran for 2. Ravens blow out the Browns, 28-3. Thriller in Manila, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, 3. Ali wins, TKO 14th, as Eddie Futch refused to let Joe Frazier come out for the 15th round. It was in the Philippines. Carlos Padilla was the referee. It was like a bazillion degrees. 50 years ago today, both fighters are past their prime, no longer at the height of their powers, but put together arguably to this day the greatest heavyweight championship fight of all time. And sadly, we have to end whip around with passages. Zeke Marshall, Baltimore kid, 1990. Baltimore son, high school basketball player of the year at St. Paul's, went to Cornell, where he played for 4 years, passed away at the age of 52 due to cancer. And Lawrence Mote, all-time leading scorer at Syracuse, Archbishop Carroll, 53 years old, found dead in his home. Maryland was on him like a cheap suit. And we'll talk more about this with Keith Cavan on Friday. Had him, but could not get in admissions-wise. Wound up going to Syracuse, where he was a brilliant player for the Orangemen at the time. Now, the Orange, I remember seeing Gary Williams opening day 1991, Nolan. Memorial Stadium, last home opener for the Orioles there. And I said, Gary, of course, I had a beer in my hand, maybe 2. Are we getting Moten and Marshall, Donyell? He goes, yep. And neither one could get admitted. Donyell Marshall went to UConn, where he became an All-American. And Moten went to Syracuse, where he became the all-time leading scorer in the history of the program. So rest in peace to both of those hardwood legends. We'll come back, talk about the current day Terps with Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. Talk to Nolan, get your phone calls. You're going to join us, everybody. News from the Nest Style. Get in at 410-583-1057.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar Jackson, matter of fact, the Rappaport saying he's week to week. Buy or sell, 12-15, where's the midweek money? And we'll talk Orioles at baseball playoffs with Jacob Kalbenmeier from the Baltimore Sun. But Maryland's back on the field this Saturday, taking on Washington. And here to talk about that and more from InsideMDSports.com. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jeff Ehrman. Jeff, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing all right, Jeff. Before we get to the 4-0 Turtles, 6.5-point dogs now against the Huskies Saturday at CQ, let's talk hoops. First, Rekeese Passmore, torn Achilles, done for the season. Top 40 recruit coming out of high school to Kansas. So he's one of the 5 bazillion portal guys that Buzz has. So how does that affect the rotation? Anticipated anyway for this season, and give us a recruiting update as well with House and Beamer and Junior County, a great name, and all of the good stuff going on with that one.
Sure. So with Passmore, you know, I think he wasn't going to start, but he definitely had a good chance to be that, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th man, the most athletic slasher type they had. You always like to have a guy like that to bring that energy. So that is a blow. You know, he was an unproven commodity, so, you know, hadn't done much last year as a freshman at Kansas, so you can't treat it as a crippling loss, but he was a guy who definitely could have helped. I think with him out, you know, Andre Mills is a guy to watch, transfer from Texas A&M, who redshirted there under Buzz Williams last year. He should have a larger opportunity with Passmore out recruiting wise. You know, there's The big name right now is who you mentioned, Junior County. He's the number two shooting guard in the country from Utah. You know, he visited UConn over the weekend. It's looked very much like probably a Maryland-UConn battle for a while now. There is some pro-UConn speculation out there blowing around right now. So that could be the choice, but it's not done yet. I would expect him to decide pretty soon. Trey Beamer, you mentioned, point guard from IMG Academy. It seemed like maybe, you know, Maryland might have cooled there and he could end up at Boston College. We'll see if they, you know, if County's off the board, maybe they double back with him. And, you know, the biggest name overall, obviously, is Baba Olatunde, the top 10 recruit from Silver Spring, who visited Maryland about 3 weeks ago. Was very high on them, and you know, he'd be that sort of Derek Queen level recruit, at least in terms of, you know, rankings. We can't say, you know, he's not necessarily going to be as good right away, but he'd be that level of a splash kind of guy if they can get him.
Yeah, Maryland opens against Coppin at the CFG Arena coming up here, November 3rd, a little more than a month. All right, get back to football. 4-0, and we know about Malik Washington and all the brilliance he's brought to the equation as the Maryland quarterback. But tell our audience about Sidney Stewart, another freshman, 4 sacks. Got a nice NIL deal, but that's not my business. But my business is hoping he does well on the field, and why has he been such an impact guy, along with a lot of other young players for this year's team, Jeff?
Yeah, Stewart is a monster, you know, Bob. He's not only really good, but physically so mature for a freshman. I mean, the guy's 6'2", 255, extremely explosive and quick. You know, to me, he has eventual first-round pick written all over him. You know, I don't have the scouting credentials of your partner there, but to me it's a no-brainer with him.
Ravens could use him.
he flew under the radar because he missed some time playing football and didn't have a lot of, you know, video to show off his final few years, and Maryland benefited from that. And then, you know, obviously the other defensive end they have, Zahir Mathis, the other true freshman, is also, you know, he's tied, I believe, for second in the Big Ten in sacks, and Stewart is tied for first, you know, so you really just don't see that kind of production out of true freshmen. But, you know, now that the schedule is getting harder, we'll see, you know, how close they can maintain that level.
Now, Jeff, watching that Washington-Ohio State game, I saw Washington's left tackle left did not come back and the pass rusher left did not come back. Are they going to be available Saturday? Do you know?
I don't think they've announced that yet, Vinny. I don't know if they will until game time, like Locks does. If the tackle is out, the interesting thing is he could be replaced by Maximus McCree, who was at Maryland a couple years ago before transferring, didn't really play much, but it would be a big fall off for them, and especially with those, you know, with that pass rush, which has been, I believe, their second nationally in sacks.
Now, Jeff, how do you see the matchup with Washington? I mean, Washington looked like, you know, they got some explosiveness offensively and stuff. How does Maryland match up with them offensively and defensively and teams?
Yeah, they definitely have a much more offensive firepower than anyone Maryland's played. It'll be interesting to see how those receivers, you know, Maryland's defensive backfield was so porous last year. This year it's been great. They rank highly in almost every category. So that, to me, is going to be the most interesting matchup right there. And then, you know, can Maryland run the ball? You know, Washington has a decent run defense, but it's not, I don't think it's a dominant one. And, you know, Maryland ran it enough at Wisconsin to, you know, to keep them honest. It was a respectable, you know, 3.7 or whatever per carry. But that's something that eventually I feel like if you can't run the ball, it's going to start costing you some games.
So what do you think, Jeff Berman? Terps getting 6.5, going to be 40,000 plus apparently at CQ, as then Nebraska looms the following Saturday. Are we going to be talking to you next about Maryland keeping that O intact?
It's a tough call, Bob, because, you know, Washington, those first three teams they played, they put up 55 a game on them, but they were lower level teams, just the same as Maryland's first three. And you could somewhat argue Wisconsin also were, you know, not the kind of opponents that you can form a really strong opinion on. So it's hard to call, but I just think with the momentum that Maryland's built and with the energy there, you know, obviously Washington having played Ohio State and then having to travel east, those teams have not fared very well since joining the Big Ten. My gut tells me Maryland will pull it off, but, you know, this is the kind that a lot of times in recent years, as you know, when you get to this kind of breaking point, the breaking point games have not gone very well. So that's a trend they need to break.
I'm going to take Washington just so I don't jinx Maryland. How's that sound? Because, boy, I've been on a cold streak big time. And if memory serves, isn't this the first time they played since the Hula Bowl with Boomer Esiason back in Bobby Ross era of 1982? Is that right?
Yep. It sure is. Yeah. I mean, for a lot of these teams that recently joined the Big Ten, Maryland has virtually no history with them, which is, you know, as much as it does, it is kind of makes it difficult when you don't have a natural rival. They're, you know, they are starting to play some teams for the first time or second time. So, you know, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I picked Maryland that day, too, and saw how it turned out. Jeff, what's going on inside MDSports.com right now?
Actually, I'm just about to post a recruiting insider update. So if your Maryland fans out there are interested, come check us out.
Jeff, enjoy the game Saturday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
There's Jeff Ehrman, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw coming up top of the hour. Get to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. The Ravens are 1-3. They're in DEFCON 3, perhaps. They're underdogs at home. And ironic, their first game all year long, underdogs. And it's at home against a team that's 1-3 themselves. Guardians and Tigers game two. Cleveland, they need to win or they are done. A year ago this time, the Orioles were in the exact same situation and they were done. Can they regroup in the offseason, though? We'll get into that with Jacob. Ravens film breakdown, defense with Vinny Serrato, NFL lunch at 1 o'clock, Ryan Wilson at 1:15, and then we'll look at our heroes of the week, both offense, defense, and rookie for the NFL week 4. But let's bring Nolan in. Quick draw, how you feeling today?
Feeling good. Playoff baseball. Living up to the hype yesterday so far, at least until that Dodgers game at night. But it's starting to seem to me like there's no perfect playoff format or no perfect wild card format in Major League Baseball. For years when it was, well, no wild cards, what did people say? Well, we got to have more teams in there. You can't, you know, play 162 games and say a division race comes down to game 162. And you lose that one, well, that's a bummer, to say the least. Then you get one game for the wild card, and that's not fair either, because the same thing. We played 162, and it comes down to one game. People complain about that. So we get a best of three. Can't complain about that, right? I mean, that's the perfect...
You can.
Well, they can, and they have. And even I might be in that group, too, because since this was implemented in 2022, there have been only two wild card series that have actually made it to a game three. One of them was last year when, the Mets and the Brewers, that epic walk-off there. But everything else, it's been pretty much early dismissal for some of these series. And then you throw in the fact that we got to cram four of these into the span of a couple days, which means, like the Orioles last year, you're playing a day game on a Tuesday, Wednesday. In the case of Cleveland hosting yesterday and today, hard to draw a crowd or what you would expect of a typical playoff atmosphere when you're playing at 1 o'clock, and you don't know you're playing at 1 o'clock until, 48 hours earlier? So, again, it just doesn't seem like there's a perfect answer here, but we know baseball always likes to tweak, so it wouldn't surprise me if there's changes down the road.
Well, look, I'm not complaining. You know, the thing we complain about is that the Orioles aren't part of it, and they haven't won a playoff game since, 2014. That's a bigger picture scenario, but the extra playoffs and the extra playoff teams have added to the drama of the pennant races, for sure. So I'm not really going to get into the bitching and complaining about it. I mean, the more teams that you have playing, the more days that you're going to have to play baseball. And not every game's going to be in prime time. That's just the way that it is. And look, Chicago-San Diego coming up at 3 o'clock. Like Wrigley Field, most of its entire existence was based on day baseball. That's like perfect for them. And then you got the Yankees and Red Sox, marquee matchup of these bitter rivals. And then you're in Chavez Ravine. I mean, it's Cleveland and it's Detroit. Not these big market teams. Cleveland hasn't won a World Series since, 47? Detroit's won, hasn't won since 84. As long as they're good games as a baseball fan. I don't care about market size and all that nonsense. I'm caring about entertainment value. And I was entertained through the first three games, gotta admit. I saw like an inning of the Reds game, and that was it.
Well, it worked out conveniently. I mean, you didn't have to stay up to watch it.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's a pitcher's duel. Although I will say, tough for the Reds. I mean, I was happy they got in the first place. Definitely rooting for them over some of these teams that are always in it. Certainly the Dodgers. You know, if you don't win with Hunter Green, probably going to be quick out here.
Well, it's Lodolo today. I mean, they do have good pitching.
I mean, but that was your guy last night.
Now, if since he would have won last night, keep in mind Austin Hayes is on that team, then this would have been kind of must-watch. Now the assumption is the Dodgers will house him, and they'll just move on to the next phase of their postseason. But, hey, I'm digging it. Yesterday was a really, really great day of baseball, especially if you like pitching, starting pitching at that.
Right.
And studs pitching like studs across the board for the most part.
And you talk about excitement, you talk about playoff atmosphere. Well, Red Sox, Yankees, I was just hoping for anything entertaining, but that game last night set the bar high. I mean, that felt like vintage Yankees Red Sox right there. A pitcher's duel. I mean, the modern version of a pitcher's duel, but still Crochet throwing what, 115 pitches. Max Fried went over 100. People were saying you still leave him in. I mean, that just had that intensity feel to it.
Yeah, it went to a bullpen that's shaky, and that shaky bullpen cost them the game. We'll talk more about that with Jacob Calvin-Meyer and you if you want to get in at 410-583-1057. But coming up next, news from the Nest. We'll take your phone calls, talk about the Ravens. They're 1-3. They're up against it. They're back at practice, and they're underdogs against Houston, who just won their first game last week against arguably the worst team in football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.